Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts, the podcast where nothing is off limits. Nothing, Josh.
No, I feel like I haven't really offered enough sleaze yet.
Oh, we don't need sleaze.
On my life.
So before the break, you mentioned that you used to drink something with your Domino's. Now, Domino's, we know, is not the healthiest option. So I'm hoping that you were drinking some almond milk or some oat milk or something.
Well, almond milk back then?
I don't know. Maybe very
obviously
innovative.
Now my house is chock full of Oatly. But silver barista version, obviously. I'm not savage. But if anyone has any other version of Oatly, they are a sicko. But that's for another day. It's so good, the silver one, though. Anyway, neither here nor there.
But the worst thing about oat milk is when you don't shake it.
Oh, tell me about it. And do you know what, Jamie? Right? And this is a problem.
Yeah. Is this Oat Milk Anonymous?
Yeah. It makes me so angry. It makes me so angry when you go to a coffee house
or something like that.
And they say, do you want some milk? And they don't shake and they pour it in and it's clear. It doesn't even change the colour of your drink.
But you think, Jamie, I don't know if you're like me, you're worried about what people think about you. And you think, I can't say, can I have oat milk? And can you shake it first?
Because shake then, not said,
because then I
Bond.
Become an anecdote to them. I had that Josh Whitaker minute and he made me shake the oat milk. Who does he think he is? So with the shit oat milk.
But also what I have now, and we'll get into what you drank, but in my later age now, I'm such a people pleaser. But as I've gotten a little bit older, I've become a little bit better at getting... And then it now comes out in a bit of anger. So it's not anger, but it's like, it's annoyance if something doesn't quite go my way. Have you got a little bit like that?
Yeah, I've got an edge.
Oh, really? Can you get angry?
Yeah, but do you know what? I push it down inside me.
All therapists suggest that. So that's the way forward, yeah. As soon as it emerges, just push it right
now. I would say my need to please is higher than my need to express my anger with strangers.
I'm with you on that. I'm the same.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. Wait, so what were you drinking with the pizza?
Oh, well, it's now not exciting.
It is.
It is.
There's a shop in the nearby area and they were the main bit was like a kind of convenience store, and out the back there was a video store that was part of it. And they used to sell weed over the counter, if you asked.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. But they also, hello. There was a rumor that they had a pornographic video that they sold.
No. Just one
called the Oak House Special. Oak House being our halls.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I presume this isn't true, but two students had been short of money, so they'd gone in there and pitched them that they were going to sell them, they were going to make their own porn film that they'd then sell from this shop.
Two film grads. That's
two film grads filmed themselves because they were low on money. I don't know if it was true. But anyway, go in there and I'd buy a full carton of the, you know, the full carton you get of the Just Juice, the full orange juice.
Yeah.
And I'd be drinking two or three of them every day.
You're lying.
Because I thought juice was good for you. In those days, we were told juice was good for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like Sunny D.
Yeah, exactly. No one drank water in 2004. It just didn't happen. So I'd drink that and I'd have my Dominoes. I don't know how I'd survive. But that's what you do when you're 21. As we were saying, you've got no responsibilities to your body, to your mind, to anything when you're...
You have nothing. I remember at Leeds University, there's a nightclub called Faversham. I think it's...
Faversham?
Faversham, yeah.
Isn't that a place?
I don't know. Maybe it's a nightclub as well. It's called Faversham. And there was always... The rumor with all the sort of cool DJ kids was that they always used to say they had a safe there, like a little honesty box where if people got searched, they walked in, they found drugs on them, they would go in the honesty box, and it was all these like cool DJs were like planning a heist to try and steal this box because it was believed you would have ecstasy tablets that Bob Marley had tried.
They've been left in
there. They've been left in this box.
Yeah, they've been left in this box.
Surely that's illegal in itself, isn't it?
Obviously. I know. Oh, God. It was just the greatest time. So wait, so you then leave university. You then try these jobs. You then think, I'm going to go and give stand-up a go. Mm. I honestly and truly believe this because... it's so funny. It's such a juxtaposition. Great word. Between typically comedians are slightly reserved. They're not hugely confident, but yet they have to go on stage and act confident and perform in front of people. So it's like, where did the comedian suddenly get the confidence to go, you know what, I'm going to go and give stand-up a go. Where did that come from for you?
I don't know. So what I did, to make myself do a gig, I did a course. You get these courses called stand-up beginner's course. And it wasn't like learn how to be funny, but it was like lots of things that made you confident to go on stage, which was really useful. Like you go to downstairs in a pub in Swiss Cottage every Tuesday night, and you'd play kind of improv games and stuff. And you'd try talking in a mic and all that kind of stuff. So, and then at the end of the course, it was like, you all do a 5-minute set. And it was a way of me going, I'm going to force myself to do a 5-minute set, if you know what I mean. And so I did that, and it was weird because I was so bad at public speaking. I was someone at uni who, if you're in a seminar and you had to give a presentation, my voice would go wobbly. You know that thing where your voice goes wobbly?
Yeah,
and I'd go really red and my voice would go wobbly.
Yeah.
And so I don't understand how I ended up doing stand-up.
That's what I mean. Where does that come from?
My life is like those cut and shut cars where you've stuck two different cars together. Like it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. That's what I find so interesting. It's almost like you've said, oh, I think I'm good at this. So I really want to challenge it's the ultimate way of pushing yourself outside your comfort zone.
Yeah. It is, but I don't like being outside my comfort zone. I love my comfort zone. It's comfy, right? I don't want to, I would hate to be outside my comfort zone. So it doesn't make any sense. And I haven't really got an explanation for it. All I know is the first gig went well. So it gave me momentum to then carry on. Lots of gigs after that went very badly. But then after about a year, I came out of a long-term relationship. Because I'd been doing too much stand-up, I think.
That's it.
And then
who was that with Dominoes?
No, I'm still in that relationship. And so at that point, I was like, well, I'm all in now. Do you know what I mean? Mm. This is it. I've got to make this work. And so I was just gigging every night to make it happen.
Yeah, but also, I suppose what happens is that you start meeting fellow comedians who are starting out, and you go, oh, we're quite similar.
Yeah.
And that what happens, because I always say the greatest thing about the comedy circuit is You're all in competition with each other, but you're all incredibly supportive of each other.
Yeah. There's this kind of idea that comedy's really, you know, backbitey and I'll do better than you. And it's like, but it's really, so many of my friends are the people who I started out with there. So Acaster or Ellis James or Ed Gamble or Nish Kumar or, you know, everyone of that period, like Sarah Pascoe or...
Where the fuck did Beckett come from? Where
Beckett, where, Ramesh.
Where did Beckett come from? He just came out of... He just suddenly... Yeah.
Bromley. It's the bleakest answer. I know. Yeah, Rob was about a year or two. You kind of feel like you had school years. Do you know what I mean? Like, so you go, oh, my school year was Joel and James. And then the next one was Rob and Ramesh and Nish, maybe. And so you feel like you had your school year. I remember Rob coming along and being... He won loads of competitions. He was very good from the start.
Really? Tell straight away? Because I remember the comedians talk about Robin Williams. And they used to say, they used to look at the cards. And I think it was someone like, Conan O'Brien, American comedian. He said he used to look at the card, who was on the card that night. And he used to see Robin Williams on the card. And he used to think, fuck, he's going to steal the show tonight. That's really, did that ever happen at the beginning when you guys were going up?
There was no one where you were like, oh my God. Because I think everyone at the start is crap. Like, you have good gigs, but really, when you look back, it's not something... You know when someone walks onto the X Factor and they can sing? You can't do that with stand-up. It is a skill that you have to learn in the same way that... Well, not baking. That's a weird choice, wasn't it?
But baking. Like, baking. Why are you so into your dough today?
I just think those guys in Domino's are pretty talented and maybe we should give them a bit of a shout out, right?
But I know what you mean. Comedy is one of these things you just know. It doesn't matter how funny you are, you just can't be straight away good at it because there's a technique to it. There is a technique, right?
Exactly. There's loads and it's an hours thing and you can't just walk on and be good. It takes at least 2 years to be any good.
I guess because you have to learn people. You have to learn reactions and you work out where things land and where they don't. And then you kind of like mold your way, I guess.
But then, and you do different situations and stuff. Whereas I think, you know, you can learn guitar in your bedroom, but you can't learn stand up in your bedroom.
Can you learn?
How?
That's
why it's in my office. My wife won't let me learn guitar in the bedroom. She's absolutely stamped down.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're married, you have your wife. How do you on earth do you even get a relationship when you're doing every single night, you're gigging in pubs and up and down the country? How do you
just
even...
It's the sexiest job in the world, it's Jamie. Come on, mate.
It's the most... It sounds sexy and then you go to Bolton and you realise... and they come with you and you realise you're just sitting in the backstage of a theatre and there's a kettle in the corner and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and then you go on stage and you walk off and they go, this is not sexy.
No, no, exactly. It's the most un-rock and roll, you know.
But you have to have the relationship has to be incredibly understanding. And all relationships are, right? They have to be one of these things where you balance out. But I typically, you know, you're traveling on your relationship, the other partner has to go, right, this is what happens. They go on tour and that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's weird, isn't it? I don't think I realized that for ages, actually, quite what a kind of, maybe even until I had kids, I didn't realize quite. I think the thing that makes comedy brilliant in your 20s is the thing that makes it shit in your 30s. So in your 20s, you're like, this is incredible. Every weekend, I get to be somewhere where it basically ends up being a piss up every Friday and Saturday night. I get to lie in. I get to travel around the country. I get to hang out with my mates in the evening. And basically, it's brilliant. It's not a million miles from an extension of being a student. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, in your lifestyle. Yeah, yeah. And then in your 30s, when you get some responsibilities in your life and possibly even children, suddenly all those things make it really annoying. And you go, God, I wish gigs were at midday on a weekday. Because yes. Then I can just do it.
Yes. And that's exactly it.
Yeah. I think that's the same. I think it's probably the same with like any job that's like freelancing all over the shop. That's really exciting, the difference in your 20s. But you get to a point in your life where you're like, routine would be really useful.
Yeah, routine is key. But have you ever had the, you know, the sort of what I sort of, it's like the curse of the clown. Which is where you're always looking, especially I think this happens, I think when you're understanding yourself much more, it's funny how you say about responsibilities. The reason why we get responsibilities typically in our 30s is we kind of understand ourselves more. So we go, all right, it's probably now time to have a kid, or it's time now time to get married, because you understand stuff more. But in your 20s, you're figuring yourself out. And also, you're also trying to make a name for yourself, which you were doing and all comedians are doing and were doing. And so did you ever, and everything is content. Oh, I walk outside and that's funny. And then that's funny. And that's funny. And that's funny. Do you get to, did you get to a point
I wish I had that kind of hit rate, Jamie.
That's Ivo Graham. Sorry. But did you not get to a point, or have you ever got to the point where you're like, oh my God, this is stressful. I feel anxious.
Of course.
Yeah. 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 But comedians don't typically talk about that, don't they?
Yeah. I think a lot of comedians get anxiety. I would like to like claim I get like anxiety in the way that people who are actually suffering, you know, but I suppose it's all a scale. But yeah, because you're doing really weird things to your body with adrenaline all the time. You've got the classic curse of the freelance where you don't feel like you can say no. So you're piling stuff on top of each other, and your diary that looks empty a month before is then suddenly absolutely jam-packed.
Yeah.
And so you have all these things like that where it's made, there's lots of things there where it's made to make you feel kind of anxious, I think, and not feel
it's designed
secure.
That way, isn't it? That's so true.
I've only just realized that.
Yes, have I?
Literally in the last 30 seconds.
I know. You've literally Josh just suddenly looks panicked.
That's what it is.
What have I done? Yeah. What have I done with my life?
It's by design.
Oh,
they
God.
They trapped me.
But what is your favourite bit about it? Is your favourite bit about able to do the TV shows like The Last Leg you do? Is it that the fact that you've written your book?
It's doing everything. It's like,
or touring.
I think anything that I did, if I just did that, I'd hate it. It's that I'm really easily bored. And one of the things with a comedian, and you'd get this, right? I think in your job, is that you get to do loads of different things.
Yeah.
And so one day to the next, you're always, you can write a book, you can do stand-up, you can do a TV show, you can do a podcast. And these things aren't mutually exclusive. Loads of doors open up to you for some reason when you're a comedian. You've got kind of these transferable skills, I suppose, in that you're able to write, you're able to chat, you know, like in an entertaining way. All these kind of things you can do, you're able to perform. And that means that you get to do loads of different things. And that's the best bit. There's some people that are like, I am a stand-up comedian. Everything else I just do because it feeds into my tours and I'm a purist and I only interest in stand-up comedy. I'm not like that.
You're like all. The whore of the...
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, bring me something else to fuck me up the arse. Yes, please. I'll sell it to that news agent to make some money.
One of the greatest taskmasters I've ever seen is yours, Josh. It's one of those shows I doubt I'll ever be invited on.
Is it like a celebrity Christmas special that they should put
do
you
they
on
do
there?
That? Oh yeah, my God, I would freaking love it. It's so great. And one of the greatest ones, and it was you, wasn't it, Josh, where you were asked to count how many baked beans.
Oh yeah, this was
I think I saw this actually, yeah.
Explain what happened.
So it's the first series. So when you do Taskmaster, obviously you don't know what the other people are doing. And so they said, you've got so long to count how many baked beans this tin. So I did it. And then there was another task, which was peas in something. I can't remember what it would be. Peas in a bag, maybe. Yeah. And then there was another one, which was rice in a bag of rice. And I thought I was being really clever because I counted the amount of grains in 10 grams of rice, then times it up. But it still took me like half an hour. And then we were filming the show in the studio. And they showed the beans clip and none of the other people had to do it. And it was just a practical joke to make me do all three. And then, do you know what? And I knew that they were going to show the other two clips after that. And I thought, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to ruin their TV show for them. I'm going to play along so there's a surprise in the other two clips. And they told me, Alex Horn, that they'd chosen me. This is, you know, people pleaser, Jamie.
Yeah.
They'd chosen me. Because they knew that I was the one that would take it the best.
Yeah,
I was the one they weren't afraid of being pissed off that they had to do it.
Oh,
and I got a bonus point for doing that.
Did you guess any correct?
I don't know. I don't think they even checked the numbers.
They didn't care. It was about that he had to go with his hands in baked bean tin separating each other.
Just like, what am I doing with my life? But they gave me the bonus point and I won the series by 1 point. And then... the guy that was producing it told me that when they were doing the edit, when they announced the results, they heard one of the other people go, the fucking beans point. So it gave me the victory in the end.
Oh,
huge justice.
It's so good. Josh, you're on tour at the moment as well, aren't you?
Yes, I am on tour. I've got 15 left.
You don't seem so sure about that.
Yes. Are you totally sold out? Are you sold out?
No. Am I? I don't know. I hide from the sales. So I just say to my agent, don't tell me the sales. Just tell me which venues I should not look forward to. And there's two
Is that your tactic? Is that your tactic?
Yeah. And so, for instance, this weekend I've got Swansea and Yeovil. They are not on the list of venues not to look forward to. So I presume they've sold quite well. So that's the way I do it.
I love
if
that.
If anyone knows anyone in Hastings or Margate, do tell them because they are on the list.
It's like a weather report. Yeah, this weekend you can expect...
Hastings and Margate, get your asses into gear and start booking some tickets.
Misery and booze in Hastings this weekend.
Josh, listen, buddy, I know how busy you are. I want to say a big thank you for coming on our podcast.
I'm doing it. I'm sorry, I've moved it a couple of times. It's been an absolute joy.
Oh my God, it's been so great. And listen to all our listeners, don't go and listen to his podcast.
No, don't.
Yeah, Parenting Hell. It's not funny and it doesn't need it. It's not funny, you don't need it. You don't need the listens.
I'm happy for you not to listen to us as long as you don't listen to that bloody CEO one. That's the main thing. Don't give him the listens.
My greatest moment of my life, I think, is when... If this podcast with you on gets us to number one and takes your spot because you were on our podcast, that's what I would love more than. And then I will just Instagram the whole thing.
You're always in the you're there and thereabout. You can tell how well a podcast is doing by the amount of reviews it's got on iTunes.
You have something like 15,000.
I know, mate.
This because it's about parenting. You pick, it's just.
Hey, have a kid. They absolutely pay for themselves if you start a podcast about it.
Josh, listen, dude. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Is there anything else that you're doing that you want to shout about?
No, just come and see me on tour.
Can you do a small solo for us before you go?
No, absolutely. Come on.
Can you pick up the guitar and just play one tiny bit to lead us to end us off?
Nirvana or something.
Just come on.
This is bullying.
Just string it. Here we go.
This is happening. Come on.
Here we go. Here we go.
Give us a Mancunian, one of your favourite bands.
Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said?
No.
wait, he puts his headphones back in. My
I just
funniest
need to check
Josh,
this isn't being videoed.
No, as you walked away,
you're
he
not
went,
gonna put this clip out, are you?
Yeah, we're not gonna put that. Yeah, of course we're not. As he walked away, Josh went, "It's not plugged in."
Can you hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it. So, ladies and gentlemen,
what do you want?
We want Nirvana. Something. We want Nirvana, absolutely. And you can lead us out of this podcast. Josh Widdicombe, thank you so much. This is Josh.
Oh, wait, there's something. Oh, my bloody wire's on it. I was like, there's something blocking my headphone wires in the way.
This is Josh Widdicombe leading us out of the podcast, playing a little bit of Nirvana.
It's like that scene from I Love You Man when he's like, can you hear it? This is the best bit. We can't hear anything.
You can't hear it?
Can't hear it.
Why not?
I can hear like very faint clank of like a...
Do you know what I should do? I should have just played Spotify on my phone. Yeah.
Josh.
Anything would have been more impactful
How
than
about...
that.
Can you hear
go.
That?
Yeah, there
oh,
we
that's
go.
That's Nirvana, isn't it?
Right, lead us out.
There you go.
Josh Widdicombe, thank you so much. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe.
Joshua Widdicombe.
Would you come? Widdicombe.
Where did I come?
Where?
I reckon that's how the video went from the off license.
All right, let's enough of that. Hey, listen, do you enjoy the episode?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you speaking to me?
Not speaking to the listeners.
Talking to me?
Talking to you.
I did. I had a very nice time. He was a very nice man. It was
he had
funny,
a nice laugh,
was...
didn't he?
He had a nice laugh.
He had a
his laugh was lovely.
He had a nice laugh. Mm-hmm. He had a nice laugh. Well, that's the end of the episode. Sorry about that, team.
Yeah, it's all over.
It's all over, but don't worry. We're going to be back next week on Wednesday with our bonus episode, so make sure you tune in for that one.
Yeah.
Why don't you go and leave us a review? Why don't you go and... send us a message on Instagram at Private Podcast. Why don't you just buck up your ideas and tell everyone else about this podcast?
That would be
good. Done it for you?
That would be good.
Love you guys. We'll see you next Wednesday for our bonus episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.